Oh man, what's up? What's good, people out there? Welcome back to He's a Guy podcast. Host Steph here, host Tashawn. You know what I mean? How you feeling, brother?
Man, I stole my intro. Said Tashawn. It's Tashawn. I'm here.
I didn't say that.
No, but I want to say that, McDuck. Yeah. I have so much energy today.
Yeah, the hat out or something.
This hat gives me a persona. Yeah, you know,
be grudges with the hat out or something. Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
You know, I don't have a fresh cut. You don't have a fresh cut? Just throw a hat on.
That, yeah.
100%.
Steal that. Brother, how you feeling? You know what I mean?
Brother, honestly, I'm feeling okay. Yeah. I'm feeling okay. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
But blessed. We're doing a podcast. So it's like, for me, I'm coming here is like therapy. To me, it's like having a therapy session on camera.
For sure.
For me, like, I'm happy to be here because it feels like I could just be unapologetically me and say what's on my chest and, you know, bounce some ideas out there.
Nah, most definitely. I feel that for sure.
How you feeling?
Brother, today I was speeding up the road coming from Brampton, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bees.
Mm.
Speeding up the road, and I was like, yo, damn, I got something good. I got a podcast, this, that, the third, you know what I mean? I could talk about some things where, you know, I don't even feel like it depends on the topic. I'll be coming here to talk and it feels good, you know?
100%.
Just release something off my shoulders. Loose off me, dog. You stop saying one of them things. So it's nice, bro. But I'm good. I'm good. Another week ahead. Brother, you know Christmas is just now?
Brother. I haven't even touched the mall. You touched the mall? The
mall's ugly.
It's an ugly place.
Brother, it's ugly. I'm talking about they're playing Christmas music already. Fam, it's November. What's today, the 18th? Can we get a grip? I'm not ready yet. I'm here asking people for Christmas lists. Yo, I don't know what to do.
I haven't even got there yet.
See? I don't know what to do, bro. I don't know what to, some people might not get. Tough.
I'm on a hey, man. Everyone's getting cards this Christmas.
You know what's funny?
With words in them. Kind words.
Oh, you're not even writing nothing? Just card words?
No, card words. I'll write the words. Okay. You know? Like a four-liner.
You know what's funny? I saw a reel on Instagram that said something about, brother, what better gift than breath in your lungs? And knowing that God produced another day for you. You see what I'm saying? You don't need nothing for. What do you need more for me for?
I was watching Seinfeld and said, a donation has been made in your name.
Come on, bro. Come on. You're blessed.
Brother, it's true. You're blessed. You don't need it. We're big people, first of all.
Big people.
Big people don't need anything. What do you need?
Go get that yourself, big guy. Go get that yourself, bro. You talking about?
Yeah, I got to guess what you need on top of it? Nah, brother.
If it'd be special to you and all. Nah, I'm not ready for that.
100%. All my brethrens, I only get their kid stuff. Why is this turning?
Oh, boy. Technical difficulty.
I don't know why it's twisted. Okay, perfect. Yeah, all my brethrens, I only get their kid stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are big people. Yeah. I'm gonna get the kids their gifts.
If you didn't get what you wanted this year, big dog, just wait till next
year. That's not you. That's not somebody else.
Yeah, wait till next year. Wait till next year, go get that.
You know what I'm saying?
So today, our topic of conversation for you guys is motivation, purpose, or a why.
Ooh.
See what I'm saying? It's deep, but it's not. It's deep, but it's not. Yeah. You know what I mean? When people think about your why and stuff, for me, I know I hear like, oh shit, give me my why. Like, what? Why am I here? I don't know.
I used to have a brethren that used to go, Tashawn, what's your 5-year plan?
5 years?
But
I can't see past that.
I used to stress me out with that question.
Yeah, nah, 5 years? I remember that used to, like, I don't know how long ago, but as a dating question. People be like, yo, what's your 5-year, 3-year, 5-year plan? So, fam, I don't know, my nigga. Like, life's moving.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I can hope. I can tell you what my 5-year hopes are. But my plan is, shit slaps me in the face every day. I had a plan to go to the gym this morning. I didn't go. You see what I'm saying? shit happens.
You know what's happening next week.
You feel me?
Talking about plan?
Yeah, man. So, like, you know what I mean? What does it mean to you? What's motivation? Like, what's a why? What's a purpose?
Bro, I've actually been doing a lot of work on this.
Okay.
Big work. And for me, when I think of purpose, it's kind of like, why do you do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And then asking why to that question. Mm-hmm. And asking why to that question. And then saying, so what? So what? Why? To really try to get to the most granular level.
What's that?
Of why you do what you do.
Like the ground joints. Huh?
Yeah, like get to the bottom of it, right? Like, why am I doing this thing?
Yeah.
Because like that happened to me as a content creator, like doing this social media thing. I was so unmotivated, brother. Doing these brand deals, making content. Here's five things I did this week. Here's, I got to the point where I'm like, yuck.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? I'm just showing everybody my life. And I get it. Like, for in some instances, like people can look up to you and mm-hmm. be motivated and appreciate what you do and see something you're doing and it can inspire them.
Right.
I get that. But that didn't feel like enough in my mind to keep me motivated as to why am I doing all this?
Right.
Am I doing this? Like, I care about mental health. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of work on this. I actually went on a vacation to Bali recently. Mm-hmm. And that was part of my healing journey and like
figuring out what it is that you
want to
do.
Yeah, like I want to go there and figure it out. And what's interesting from that trip is it wasn't what I expected in terms of that it'd just be peace and quiet and tranquility and it's just going to come to me. It was like I went on a trip with, what was it, 3 or 4 women.
Mm-hmm.
And on the trip, a lot of the conversations were centered around men are trash.
That's not what I thought that was about to be. Like you said 3 or 4 women. I was like, okay. You know what I mean?
No. It wasn't like, well, 3 or 4 women.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
It was 3 or 4 women that are trash. And you know, I'm trying to do my 1-2 defenses. Wasn't working. Every time I had it, I was about to say something, someone else had something to say. I couldn't even get words out.
They were bombarded.
They were cooking me.
Yeah.
But I eventually came to the conclusion, like, based on your guys' experiences and what I've seen,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're
not far off.
They're not far off. There was validity to what they were saying.
Right.
So that led me thinking, like, the opportunist in me was like, could I make content about being how men can be better?
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me, not even just as an opportunity, as just alignment with the fact that what am I doing in my life right now? I'm actually trying to become a better man.
Right.
I'm not trying to sleep around. I'm trying to be healthier. I'm trying to build a better relationship with myself. I'm trying to do all these things to better myself as a man.
Right.
Why don't I share this journey?
Mm.
And that's where it was like, okay, maybe my purpose is to become a better man and show people how to do that. Why though? Why? Because I never had that
for me.
Mm. Why? Well, because no one taught the men in my life how to be men. Why? Because no one's out here doing it. Why? You could just keep going. Why? But yeah, as I kept going deeper with the why,
right?
It's like, I always say I want to help people. But this is one of the ways I want to. It's not mental health.
Right.
Mental health is just part of the picture.
Right.
And a big part of the picture, which is why I speak on it. But it's like, it's really about just showing up for men in a way that I wish somebody showed up for me.
Okay. I like that. And that, okay. Huh. So there's two things that I kind of looked up and learned about when, you know, kind of doing a little groundwork on what motivation is and how we could better explore this and explain it to viewers, right? So I came across intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Do you know what either of those are?
I'm guessing, if I had to guess, just the root of the word, intrinsic would mean like your motivation comes from something inside of you.
Right.
And extrinsic, I would guess, would be something from the outside of you.
Correct. So based off of that, it's just like intrinsic, in short, is just what would get you to do something. What are things that you could find, whether they're small or big, but within yourself? Is it better things for your mind? Is it better things to make you feel happy or things to get you out of sadness? Or what things would help you proceed in, you know, your journey? Now, extrinsic being, like you explained, yes, it's external forces, or not forces, but external things that help you be motivated. Or you see somebody the way that they move and the way you may like that. That's my motivation to get what they have. Not so much jealousy or coveting, but something to help you push forward, to strive for. Being a part of community, for example, not the community, but being a part of, you know, a group of people that help you understand and, hey, I like the way they think, that motivates me to figure out how I can get myself to that. You know what I mean? So those are things that I've come across, which I found really profound, right? And I didn't even know that. I'm thinking like motivation is this, right? So it's really nice to see for sure. But what do you think is more important? Or should there be a balance? Is there such thing as importance to either one of those?
I think when I think about it, there should be some sort of balance.
Mm-hmm.
But intrinsic speaks to me more in the sense of intrinsic comes from you. Mm. So it leads me to believe that you have more control over that.
Mm-hmm.
When you depend on external factors for anything in your life, I feel like that leaves you susceptible to, and it's not to say you want to be able to control everything in your life, but for sure. I feel like you want to be able to build that within yourself. And I think a lot of times like intrinsic motivation comes from doing a lot of internal work,
mm-hmm.
right? And understanding that, you know, this is something that I want. This is something that is important to me. Like you sat with yourself.
Right.
If you have intrinsic motivation.
Right.
Right. Or maybe sometimes you haven't. Some people are just like, yo, I'm trying to get bread. I'm trying to get to the bag. I don't personally think that's sustainable.
No.
Like if you're just trying to get the bag.
What's that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like it's so so broad. It's like,
yeah.
There's so many streams you can do that. How are you doing that? What's your motivation to that? Like,
and I feel like you can just be pulled into the wind when you're trying to get the bag. Any opportunity here, yo, I can get a bag doing this. I can do crypto. I can do this. Like you're just starting to just, whatever comes in, you're just going to try to do it because you're trying to get a bag.
But that might be for you.
Huh?
But it might not be for you.
It might not be for you. Like I was, even in social media, I was just trying to get the bag at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like I was burnt out. I was tired. I was unhappy. I was making some of the most money I've ever made in my life. But upset.
Yeah.
Because I was just going after the bag. So like, I say intrinsic motivation is more important in my opinion, just from the fact that you cultivate that within yourself. You thought about it, processed it, you decided I'm motivated because of these things. Extrinsic, I mean, it's cool to be motivated by other things and other people. Like, I mean, Kobe helps motivate me. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I watch his videos. I watch, why is this guy's name escaping me right now? Mm-hmm. E.T.? Have you seen him? Eric Tom, he just yells. He's like,
who?
His name's E.T.
Okay.
And he pretty much would be like, if you want to succeed as much as you want to breathe.
Oh, yeah. Do bald head.
Yeah.
So I'm serious.
Pop. So does I hear those ones? I'm like, yeah.
Talking like the lion. The lamb. And
the, Steve serious. Harvey sometimes would be talking to me too.
He talks to me like a pops though. You know what I mean? Like he's giving good advice, but I'm getting bad up in the same time. You see what I'm saying? Like, who's he talking to?
He does feel like a pops.
Why is he patting me up right now? You don't want this, man. I do, Steve. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, no, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, like, or like I'll see something on social media and even sometimes like I can be envious initially and I can flip. And now I'm like, I'm better at talking myself through that. It's like, why do I feel that way?
Yeah. Like, why am I?
Okay. Wait a second. I like what they have.
Yeah.
And I want that for myself.
Right.
Okay. How can I get that?
Them.
Huh? Yeah. It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Right. But that can be, like an extrinsic motivation.
For sure. So if you were to say right now, after going to Bali and kind of internally searching and seeing even the women talk to you and different things, and it leads you down this journey now of figuring out your purpose and your motivation, could you say what your why or your purpose is?
Yeah, I could really, like, there's two parts to it. Like, I think it is truly helping men become better men. And it's like, I'm starting to actually embody that. Like, it's making sense. And it actually starts to, I don't want to say completely remove the fear out of everything that I'm doing, but it starts to, I feel more grounded in everything that I'm doing. So before, we talked about this podcast, what? 3 years? 2 years?
Yeah.
Steph, yo, I want to do a podcast, bro. Like, would you be down to ever come on? Bro, we were talking, I've been talking to you about this for years.
Yeah.
Why was I so scared to pull the trigger and be like, yo, let's do this, bro? Because I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that I wanted to have one, but I was like, what's the, like, mental health? What's the, but it's like, actually, we're doing this to share our experiences as men, to help us become better men,
right,
and help other men become better. Like, that's really that's the foundation
yeah.
of what we're doing. But now I don't feel scared in doing it because, Well, I feel a little bit of fear. Like, maybe no one's going to watch. But who cares?
Tune in. Man.
Tune in, bro. Come on. You guys need this.
You feel me?
But it's really just grounded in the fact that helping men become better men. A men's brunch event that I'm doing at the end of the month. I don't even know if I sent you an invite. Did I send you an invite?
Nah, it's okay.
No, I'm sending you an
invite. You know who talked to me about it?
Who?
Dion.
Okay, but you're supposed to come. I figured you were coming. I don't know how. But anyways, my point is this. I've been talking about doing a men's event for years too.
Right.
Scared to do it.
But it's in motion.
It's in motion. It's done. I just have to send you the invite. It's done. Been done. Since Tuesday. I don't know why I haven't sent you an invite.
All right, bro.
I told you. I mentioned it.
You did.
But I didn't send you an actual invite. But like, these are the things I'm talking about. I was scared. What if no one comes?
Yeah.
Now if no one comes, I don't care.
Right.
I care. It will hurt. No one cares. You have a party, no one comes? That shit will hurt. It'll be painful. Yeah. But I'm okay with that pain because it's all rooted in me trying to give something, me trying to live in my purpose. And I know that not everything's gonna be perfect. The content I'm creating, like even the content I'm creating now is rooted in becoming a better man. If I can't link it to that, I'm not making it. It's making more sense for me. And I feel more grounded in my purpose. The other side to it I was gonna add is that on the mental health side, it's just helping people get out their own way in a way that I wish somebody helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Through my mind.
Okay.
Right. So there's a men's side to it, and then there's just a mental health side to it too. And then like women are in the conversation too. Don't get me wrong. Like I want women to be part of the conversation because they also help us become better men.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like women, they help bring, obviously both sides you can speak to. It's just like we're trying to better understand women so then we know how to deal with them in our own lives and their own perspectives as well, and help better understand their perspective, and in turn it helps us learn, you know what I'm saying? So 100%. It goes for either way, right? Women learning about men and wondering why we do certain things that we do, or just our mindsets when it comes to certain things and perspectives. But I love that personally. To follow up though on the why or the purpose, do you feel like, so I think, like for example, I'll put it on me, I used to think about when people ask me like my why or my purpose, that it has to be one big giant title or just giant thing of a storybook, right? But to be honest with you, I've kind of broken it down where I feel like you can have many of those things, right? And it leading back to that, of course. So do you feel like that is the same case for you? Like, do you feel like your purpose or your why has to be the one thing that streamlines throughout, or is it something that you maybe focus on here and then another why for over here, or like how do you go about that thought?
I think there's a list of them.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with you. Like when I think of the list, like yes, in my work for sure it's that, but in like beyond that, when I think of something like also in my work is content creation, another why that I uncovered by doing this work is like to create.
Mm-hmm.
It's our God-given ability. We're all so unique, and it's our God-given ability to be able to create things. Right. Take something out of our mind and bring it to life.
Right.
And just for the sake of creation and expressing myself is another why that's important. Another one is building community. Another one is trying to actually just put on for my friends and family.
Right.
That's the biggest thing, like, for me, putting myself out there and growing and elevating, I feel like I just have this want to see, bring everybody with me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring everybody, but I just have this vision where it's like me doing the things that I'm doing will just help others around me also eventually get to the things that they really want to do too. You know what I mean? So it's like my family, my friends, even when I asked you to do this,
mm-hmm.
it was because I genuinely was like, you would be a really good podcast host. And now I'm like, bro, like, you are a really good podcast host.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? I got you. But now it's like, this is a whole new lane for us and you.
Yeah, for
sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does this go? Maybe you start hosting I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, for me, it's the fact that the more that I go out there and do things, I know that it'll help others as well. And that's really a big part of why I do what I do. It's really not just for me, because I don't want to do this alone. I tried to do it alone. I hated that shit. Just me and the camera making content. It wasn't it for me.
Right.
So now it's like, even when I make content, now I have one of my boys who's also a content creator. We have shoot days together. Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference. I shot something with him last week. He said, bro, add a slow zoom to this. It'll be fire. Added a slow zoom. It was fire because he has the eye for it and we do it together. So it's like, there's just a strong like community aspect, creation, putting on for my friends and family. Like, I could go down a list of like,
motivation.
Things that are so important to me. Generational wealth. Mm-hmm. Like putting on for my kids I don't have yet. My wife I don't have yet. Just like really just being the best version of myself for myself and everyone around me and the wider community. What about you? You said you had some whys on your mind. Like, what were some of them for you?
And I feel like, well, I'll say this. I feel like even in asking you that, going back to what I said is just kind of like, you can have multiple whys. Like, mm-hmm. for example, I'm a barber, right? Nothing kind of fell into my lap. When I was a kid, I was like, yo, you're a barber? That's cool for you to cut my hair. But for me to be a barber? Nah, I could never, right? Yeah. But then it kind of just fell into my lap. It was something that I just picked up at school, you know, when we were at school and just doing it as a hobby or whatever the case. And then you were one of the people like, yo, you should probably charge for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting better at it. And it's, again, bringing something creation to life. A lot of people look at my work and say, yo, this is hard. And to me, it's like, it's regular, brother. It's another day. You see what I'm saying? So that's another why I liked the way that my haircuts made people feel. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So that's another thing that I kind of look at it and kind of separates it from being just like a job or a career where it's like, oh, I'm making money for them. Some good money, of course. But it's like what also helps me push forward and the motivation that is like, yo, when I come and do this for somebody, they like they get out the chair and now they're the best thing to them. You know what I mean? Like when they walk out of here, the hottest thing smoking to them. You see what I'm saying? So that's a motivation to why I do what I do there. Even a motivation to come here and do this. I just feel like in a lot of areas, some people either care what I'm talking about or don't care what I'm talking about. But being here speaking about it, I don't have to really worry about that. I'm here having a conversation, giving my perspective on what I think, where it's not too, you know, questionable or too, I don't have to worry about any of that. Like, there's no outside people here. There's no crowd. There's no nothing that could make me feel like, oh my God, what did you just say? Like, I just feel like I speak well enough about my thoughts. And I hope that bring a picture to life in what I'm talking about, hopefully, that is good enough to be a why as to why I'm here. On top of that, it's like, you asked me to do, you know what I mean? I felt like, wow, okay, cool. Like, you know, that builds a sense of community in itself, right? So, even going to just something simple as going to play basketball once or twice a week, right? That's something that, you know, helped me release or whatever, but that's a place where I actually enjoy it. My why is like, yo, that brings happiness. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's a lot of things that you could say as to why you're doing something or the motivation to do it. I just feel like when you actually sit down and actually see yourself or allow yourself to be in those things, that'll tell you everything you need to know in terms of your motivation or your why. Simply put, to be honest, I think, and those are just a few short things, right? Even with family, I know when I see other friendship, brother. I remember a good friend of mine, well, not a good friend, but like a friend that I actually care for more now. He's a person that just waters his friendships way better than I would, right? Like I mentioned before, just super, super low maintenance. But he's a person that comes, like, so he'll show up to us at a barber appointment and he'll bring Starbucks. I never thought to do that for somebody, but that's just, you know, another thing that's like, yo, damn, like even being a better friend is something that's awesome. So I motivate myself to do that now. Try to help myself being a better brother, you know, to my sisters, or being a better son to my mother, my father, like just different things in different facets of life where it's just like, yo, you could be better. Why aren't you better? Mm. Let's strive to be better. And then that helps me, you know? So those are just a few short, comfortable things. But how does one find that? How does one find their purpose or their why to you? Like, how do you feel like they could embark on that?
I think it involves a lot of internal examination.
A lot of self-reflection, for sure.
A lot of reflection, I would say. I think it involves not just reflection, but action.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you heard the term paralysis by overanalysis?
No.
So it means that you're paralyzed
right.
by analyzing.
Okay.
So you're thinking, oh, it's this, is it, this is it, that is it, this is mm-hmm. that. You end up doing nothing
mm-hmm.
because your brain starts to hurt from all the thinking. You end up doing nothing. So like, I think in finding your purpose, I think there's a few ways you can do it. If you believe in praying, like that's one way, like ask God.
Mm-hmm.
But even beyond that, like sit with it. What are some things you enjoy doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you might enjoy doing that you haven't tried?
Mm-hmm.
What are some, like it's, you got to experiment with it. And even on my journey, it was like, okay, I went to school for this one thing. I went to school for urban planning, did my master's in urban planning, loved urban planning. I was like, you know what? I'm going to build communities. I'm going to build cities. I'm going to get everybody out the hood and we're going to make this city a great place. And then I start doing the job. I'm like, this shit's not like this. Don't give a fuck about us.
Nah, for real.
And I learned, like, in this job, actually, I have zero say. It's the politicians that have all the say.
Right.
And the business owners. I actually just a guy that they tell it what to do. So in that, I'm like, this is demoralizing. This is not for me. So I realized it wasn't my purpose to do that work.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something in there that I wanted to help improve people's lives. That, like, that was a consistent thing.
Right.
Then I started content creation. Again, just being an influencer to be an influencer, not really for me. I have to make content with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started making content with purpose, it started getting to the point is, okay, I want to help people improve their lives. I'm seeing this again. Is it through content? Maybe not only. But content, I believe we're in a world of, you got content's important
mm-hmm.
in your personal brand and whatever it is you're doing. So content's going to be a part of that. But content creation is not going to be my everything.
Right.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I liked parts of content creation. I liked parts of urban planning. What else? Podcasts. Okay. I'm thinking about it for years. Let's actually try it. We're doing it. I like it. What does that mean? Okay, maybe we do more of it. So it's like, I saw little bits and pieces of things. And it's like, let's try it. Life coaching. And like some people are like, you'd be a really good life coach or therapist or this and that. Oh, maybe. Now I'm taking a coaching program.
Yeah.
Let me try it.
Right.
So I think finding your purpose is a balance of asking yourself, what do I love? What lights me up? Asking even people around you.
Feedback. I was going to say that. Feedback.
Feedback's another big part of it. Like, what do you, like, when you guys look at me, what do you see? Like, what do you think I'd be good at? What am I good at?
Right.
Ask your five closest people to you how you, because maybe they might not know what you feel inside, but they know what you present to the world.
Right.
And how you make them feel. Ask them. Get feedback. Think internally, get feedback, and try things.
I think that's important, that feedback component, just because a lot of the times we will, again, overanalyze the situation and we'll say, oh, like I do it for barbering, again. Like when it comes to even content creation, in terms of that, it's like, oh, I'll take a video. So I'm gonna have loads of videos on my phone of people's haircuts, right? That I've done. And it's just like, I get to a point where it's like, I don't know if I should put, and I'll start to overanalyze, oh man, I could have done this and I could have done this and make this haircut look better. Or there's a piece of hair that's dark right there. But to other people, they don't see what I see. They just see what they see, right? And to them, it's like, no, this is blessed, brother. Like this is better than better. You know what I mean? And I think feedback in a lot of times we look at it like, I'll take with a grain of salt because people could be hating and we take that negative side of it. But if you remove that, like you said, just asking people that you trust, you know, asking people that are like-minded in those spaces,
I feel that's like, a big part.
You know what I mean? That if we take those things and implement them, we often will be better off in knowing whether this is something that we should keep going with, or if it's something that we only give a couple of tries to, and if it doesn't work out the way that we thought it would, then it's time to change course, right? But I don't know, man. The feedback is important.
Huge, right? And I think that part there about asking feedback from the right people
mm-hmm.
is really, really important. Because I think a good example of this actually is like going to our parents mm-hmm. for advice. And the challenge with that is the fact that sometimes we're asking our parents on advice on shit they know nothing about.
Exactly. I had to learn a lot of that. I'm not gonna lie to you.
They don't, but we're so used to being like, oh, our parents.
They have the answers. Yeah.
They have the answers. But and it's the same thing with friends. Like we go, I can go to my friend and ask them about investing, but they don't invest. They don't invest.
For sure.
So it's like, I'll give you a real concrete example. I wanted to buy a house mm-hmm. with one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And I went to one of my other friends and said, yo, this is what I'm about to do. What do you think? You can't do that with your friend. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this happens? What if they thief your money? What if this? And I'm like, and it scared me.
Of course.
But then I realized, I'm not asking somebody who invests their money.
Right.
Let me not ask.
Well-versed.
Yeah, let me ask somebody who does this. Well. Ask them to just put the proper legal parameters in place. It's investing. It's better to invest together because if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far,
go together.
Go together. Two different pieces of advice. One advice came from someone who had experience. One came from someone who didn't. So like feedback is vital, but make sure you're getting it from the right people.
For sure.
And I think even like in my doing content creation, I can go to feedback on my content with people who I trust, but it depends on what I'm asking them.
Exactly.
Right? And the biggest piece of feedback that I would get from people around me around my content creation, which was helpful but hurtful, was that, oh, that's influencer Tashaun. That's not,
it's not real Tashaun.
That's not the real Tashaun. And that would hurt me, but it was useful in knowing that I don't feel authentic to my own people. Mm-hmm. And that's something I want to change. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's important to say the least.
For sure. Now, what's the importance of setting goals in the journey of motivation? Do you feel like that? And I know the answer. I feel like I'm a person that does set goals, right? Like we talked about this at the start, like 5-year plans, this, that, and the third. But it's like even just the outlook of what your week looks like or your day, even something as simple as your day, what the next few hours may look like, right? Setting goals. So what does that kind of mean to you?
There's something I really want to improve at. Mm-hmm. Because even now, I have a why. But, and I have some like loose goals in my mind, but I don't have like a, these are the goals.
Staples, yeah.
I wrestle with this one. Because like, I believe having goals, like every year I do my goals yearly, and then I break them down to quarters of what that looks like. I don't know if I always refer to them all the time. I want to get better at that. But I believe that like when you have goals, that at least sets a benchmark for where am I trying to go. Mm-hmm. The problem that we face in our minds when we set goals is like, what if that doesn't happen? And the thing is, it's like what I've realized about life is when you try really hard at something and it's not for you, the rejection is just a redirection. Right? So it's like you try really hard to be a basketball player. It doesn't work out. Usually along that path, someone's going to see that, oh, wow, this guy really is a hard worker. Let's get him in on this other thing. Mm-hmm. And then you might end up being a broadcaster or going to sports therapy or going to maybe even finance or something different. But because you went so hard at that one thing, that door closed, another one will open. Mm-hmm. But when we just live in this area of limbo, sometimes we just end up just bouncing through life, not really feeling passionate or tied or driven toward anything. And that sometimes can make us feel unfulfilled. Sorry. No Diddy. Say unfilled? That's crazy. Say no Diddy too? That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Are we cutting that? That's we nuts. Cutting that? We might not cut that. But I say all that to say is, goals actually and having a plan actually gives you direction. And I believe even with my day, even if I like schedule out my day, here's how I'm going to plan out my day.
You prioritize time even, right? Like to make sure that some things fit and some things may not, you know?
Because what ends up happening is like without goals sometimes and prioritizing time, mm-hmm. we just have this endless to-do list of things we never did. And then we start doubting ourselves and our self-confidence goes down the drain. And it's like it just perpetuates this, I can't, or I'll get to it. And this procrastination, this lack of accomplishment, all these type of things. But when you start like having lists and breaking down the times and breaking down into larger goals, it sets your life on a course.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's something that feels good about driving on a road rather than just driving blind. And it's like, you truly never know what's going to happen. But like, at least when you're like, I'm going in that direction.
There's a destination inside.
It feels a little better.
For sure. Now, we talked about the community and like-minded people. What do you feel like the importance of building that community is in terms of how it shapes the direction and our motivation and where things go?
Super important, brother. Because like, there's always that quote of like, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I believe that too. And I would just change it, like the five people you listen to the most. Mm. So not even like, it doesn't have to be five. It could be somebody like a podcast you listen to or something else that you consume will affect, you know, how you are. So that community, super important. And I think that was a big thing that I had to reevaluate in my life in this season. Is like, who am I spending time with? And who am I, what energy am I having around me? And how is it aligned with the person that I'm trying to be? And that was a big reason I had to step back from certain relationships. Like I noticed that certain energies just weren't the vibe for me. Mm-hmm. Whether it was they weren't pouring into me, whether it was they were negative, whether it was just a lack of alignment. So when I say community, it's super important. And I thought about this even like, and the different things I want to do. Yeah. So it's like, I wanted to be a content creator. Am I kicking it with content creators?
For sure.
I want to do stuff in the mental health space. Am I kicking it with anybody who's versed in that space?
Yeah.
I want to do a podcast. Am I kicking, am I watching podcasts? Am I spending time with people who do watch podcasts? Like, what is it? And it's like, I read this book earlier in this year called Who Not How, and it blew my mind. And it's pretty much what the title says. Stop trying to figure out how to do things. Start figuring out who can help you do them.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I do like that because, I mean, it goes to the who you know and what you know. You know what I mean? It kind of falls in the same direction of things where it's like, you know, that community, what takes a village, essentially, right? That even that saying, like, oh, there's a bunch of sayings that allude to the same result where it's like, yo, you really... Wherever you're trying to go, you can try to do it alone. It's harder alone, though. You know what I mean? So putting yourself around like-minded people, putting yourself around people that are experienced and well-versed in these things will definitely, definitely push you further. And also, the things that they've done or accomplished, again, in turn, goes to the whole thing that we're talking about now. It helps motivate you to keep going in the direction that you're going, right? Even if you do fall on hard times or find hardships along the way, it's kind of like, okay, I can reach out to somebody that maybe had dealt with whatever hardship or something similar to what I'm going through, and they could lend an ear or advice to how to, you know, get around that or over it, you know? So I definitely feel like building community is important. Now, within motivation, how do you feel like facing your fears or addressing those fears? Either hurts or helps your motivation? And what do you listen to? Like, what do you pay attention to in that? You know what I mean?
I think fear is real.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Fear will never go away. They'll never go away.
Yeah.
Especially
in a new space, right?
It'll never go away. There'll always be that doubt. There'll always be something, maybe an inch of it. There'll always be a little bit of fear in whatever you're doing. Like I said, especially when you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we can deal with that in two different ways. There's the part of, well, three different ways. There's the fact that we're just going to have to do that shit anyways. Like, you're going to have to feel the fear. You're going to do that shit anyways. Like, that's something you're going to have to accept. Like, that's just what it was. Like, I remember, like, this is where it became super real to me. I was at an event with this really big singer, and she's sang in front of millions of people before. I remember it was before she was going on stage, and she like was like kind of jittery and looking nervous. And I'm like, "Are you good, Ma?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm excited, but I'm nervous." "You're nervous?
Have you been doing this?
You've been doing this?"
Yeah.
And it was like, "Oh my gosh, shit! Kobe probably got nervous before Mans get nervous. Like, that's just part of it. But they still go out and do it anyways. But that nervousness, a lot of times, or that fear, is just because you want to do well at it. Mm. Right? So you're going to have to feel the
pressure of yourself.
Yeah, you're going to have to feel the fear. You're going to have to feel the fear and do it anyways. That's one thing. Secondly, is just, like, finding ways to amp you up to deal with that fear. Whether it's talking to someone who's done it, maybe it's talking to a friend to gas you up, whether it's listening to Meek Mill.
You always yelling, dog.
That nigga be yelling in your ear.
How do you feel down with that, right? Like, you got to be motivated somewhere.
Yeah, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, yeah. Whether it's something like finding that thing that allows you to just be motivated to take on that battle, whatever gets you into battle war ready stance to take on that fear. Or if it's just reminding yourself how much you love that thing, like, am I more scared of not doing it, or am I scared of doing it? Mm-hmm. Right? Or it could be love. It could, whatever it takes for you to get to that point. And then lastly, sometimes our fears are outlandishly large because of trauma we have not dealt with. So the last thing is actually, like, maybe look into, where is this fear really coming from?
Right.
Because there's a fear of doing something new. I've never done it before. But then there's the outrageous fear where it's like, I'm not good enough, so I'm scared. And if that's...
Who told you that? Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, who told you that? Where'd that come from? Why do you feel like you're not good enough? Is this rooted in your child? Like, actually starting to uncover that. And I think that's part of the work. And that's actually the part of the work we talk about the least, I find. Like, in all these personal development, self-help, mindset, motivational, all these books, it's all about, like, going forward, pushing through. But, like, sometimes you're pushing through, but you're carrying extra weight that sometimes is not even
fit through that door. Facts, yeah.
That your parents put on, your grandparents put on, your great-grandparents, like, you're just carrying all this extra weight.
Yeah.
And we already know that being Black in itself sometimes is extra weight.
For sure.
So, like, just actually learning how to unpack some of those things.
Okay. I think addressing your fears is quite important. You touched on a lot of that, you know? I mean, dog, I can't tell you how many times you just feel that thing of like, yo, I won't be respected. Or I won't be loved the way that I am hoping for, or whatever else in these, like, whatever space it is, right? That, you know, you just go through it and you're just like, damn, I'm not going to do this. But it's like, if not you, who?
Bro, that's it right there. Like, there's a couple books I read on that, and it was two things. Like, there's one that suggests that if you have an idea, if you don't act on that idea, it's like the universe passes it to someone else.
Waste, brother. You know, sometimes I feel like, yo, dog, it's not even like my idea, but like, there's things that I come across even on Amazon, Instagram, something, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, something so simple, selling millions, this, that, and that. Like, how did I not come up with that?
Could've
done it. Something that's... But you could have done it.
Uber, you could have done that. Airbnb, could have done that. Simple things. Anybody could have done them, but somebody actually was like, we're doing this.
Yeah, not really.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could have done them, but like...
When you ask your friends for $5 of gas money, you Uber them.
You see what I mean? Imagine we had Uber back in the day. We could have been splitting. We could have been doing all type of...
Did all that.
But these kids have it good, man. Like, I don't want to be that guy right now. But anyway.
For sure.
But no, but you make an excellent point, and I think another book I was reading talked about like that resistance, and like usually where you feel the most resistance is where you have to go.
Yeah.
Where the fear is, that's the place
that you
need
to
be.
Yeah.
Right? Because resistance has a funny way of dressing up and tricking you and being like putting its arm around you. Like, just wait till tomorrow, brother.
That's for free. That's something for you over here.
Don't worry, yo, fam. It's okay. Like, anybody can do that. You can do that at any time.
So another thing I think that's important, kind of last thing with motivation, is being kind to yourself.
Mm.
So going through all the things that you go through and noticing like, hey, actually, you kind of touched on in the first point of like kind of what the motivating factor is. And I'm like, yo, talking shit to yourself, right? And then the other side of that is like, yo, telling yourself it's okay. I feel like all those things are okay in doing, but remembering that you have to show yourself grace and love, right? Through whatever journey that you're going through, and to remember that Rome's not built in a day. You know what I mean? So your motivation to do things, you come across a hard time, or you come up to a fear or some form of resistance. It's just like, yo, okay, you didn't get by today, but knowing that it's not over, you're not dead, there's a chance to try again. And being okay with that, I think, is super, super, super important for people to understand, and not to kill yourself or put yourself down when something doesn't work out the way that you wanted to, at least initially, because the journey's not done. You know what I mean? So being kind to yourself is definitely a thing, a staple that people need to remember, I feel like.
Bro, that one hit, because I try to be kind to myself, but I'm still,
of course,
my own
worst enemy, for sure.
Like that, I call that nigga Tyrone. Like, fam, that guy has
to shine in Tyrone.
He has a do-rag. He has a toothpick. I actually made some content with him.
That guy is mean, though.
Yeah. That guy will be like, bro, you suck. You're whack. Everybody thinks you're whack. You're embarrassing. Like, you're just not it.
Yeah.
Just quit, brother.
Yeah.
And that guy's mean. But you have to fight that guy with kindness.
For sure.
And sometimes kindness to me, like, sometimes I do have to drape myself up and say, like, I remember yelling at myself the other night and be like, what? So, because it's hard, you're going to stop?
Because
I got a little challenging. You're going to stop? And I'm like, oh, shoot. Fact. But then there's other times where you have to, the kindness is like, look how far you came. Where were you 5 years
ago? Yeah, that's the grace part. That's what I'm talking.
Like, you're doing things you never, like, you're doing things you've prayed on, or you're doing things that you just imagined or dreamed about.
You ever see that saying? I think you posted that too. I think I saw it from you.
Mm.
It's like, yo, show yourself grace or be grateful, because the things that you prayed for 5 years ago, you have today, or you may have today, right? So it's like all the things that you're worried about that you're not having, or the things that you didn't accomplish yet, those, that was you 5 years ago for things that you've now accomplished or had, right? So I know it's not the perfect explanation of what I actually saw, but...
But that's the crux of it. Yeah. 5 years ago, I was at my job, hating my job, being like, I wish I could just do shit on my own terms. Now I'm doing shit on my own terms.
And then you beat yourself up.
And then beating myself up. Imagine. Uh-uh. Come on, bro.
That life goes, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's just like, bro, be proud of yourself. Look what you've done.
So ultimately, yeah, I think that's what, you know, in short, kind of embodies, you know, again, you can be tough on yourself. We're not saying not to be, right? But just remember to show yourself grace, and remember to say, hey, look, I've come this far, or you've done well. You know what I mean? Telling to yourself at the end of the night, say, yo, I'm proud of you today.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Saying it to yourself is important. You know, I don't know how many people I can say that actually have told me that they're proud of me, but to at least hear it from yourself is big. You know what I mean? I feel like more people should do that. And if we can, obviously, say it to somebody, it'd be perfect. But if you haven't heard it, I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? Proud of you.
Proud of you too, brother. That's proud of all of you. Especially if you're watching this, I'm proud of you, because it means that you want to learn more about yourself. You want to learn more about us. You want to, you're committed to growth.
Better help in yourself, right?
Yeah.
So without further ado, brother, what we got?
The segment of the show called Let's Talk About It. So we have a card game here where we just encourage vulnerable conversations between people. And we have a random card selection where we pick up a card and we ask each other a question on that card. Hmm. And then we have a chance to expand and, you know, have conversations that especially men don't normally have.
For real, though.
Let's do it. So what color are we going with? I'll let you pick.
Yeah, I'm going to pick blue today. I feel like we never picked the white card.
I feel like white could be easy.
Yeah, white could be easy. Now, depending on how this blue goes, then we pick up a white one. Oof. Not that easy. What techniques do you use to manage anxiety, if you have any? I'm sure everybody has that in some form, but what techniques do you use to manage anxiety?
So today, for example, I did a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't for like a large group of people, but it was still a presentation. And every time I present, speak, I have anxiety. So the technique I use to deal with it is breathing. First, I just take a deep breath. And then I remind myself that the anxiety is actually, it can also be reframed as excitement. So I reframe it into, I'm excited to do this. right? And then I also tell myself the truth of what it is that I'm doing. So me speaking is me giving. I'm giving something. I'm giving a gift. I'm actually sharing. So worst case scenario, whatever I share doesn't, it's like I bring you food and you don't want it. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, I brought you a meal I wanted. I thought you'd be hungry. You're not hungry. Okay, you're not hungry. So whatever I give, maybe the receiver is not ready to receive, doesn't want to receive it. It didn't resonate with them.
So you did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do. I was giving it. My intentions were in the right place at the end of the day.
Right.
So reminding myself of my intentions. And then lastly, remembering that when it's over, how will I feel? And every time I'm done speaking, I feel lighter. I feel rewarded. I feel grateful. So it's like I have to play that in my mind rather than, oh my God, I have to speak and everyone's going to hate me and it's not going to go well. And it's no. I always say like anxiety often is a thing of the future. It's what's going to happen and whatever's going to happen is not going to be good. But I remind myself that whatever I'm doing, it's out of love.
I like that, bro. I like that. Especially that because we ended with the be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself. You let yourself know that, hey, it's going to be okay. You know, you're giving a gift. You're going to feel lighter, rewarded. You know, all those things are words of affirmation for yourself, right? In terms of myself with techniques, I don't know if I have any techniques that I can actually jot down and say, this is this.
What's something you feel anxious, like that you would feel anxious about? Work from that place. Yeah. Like you have something coming up, you're like, oh, I don't know. This is going to be tough.
You know what? Probably cut in my first celebrity.
Yeah.
I thought like, oh, shit, I have to get everything perfect. Like, I have to do everything, or I have to show up on time. I have to do, like, there's so many pressures that you end up putting on yourself where it's just like, bro, kind of relax yourself. It's like, yo, you cut hair, right? The grain of hair would be different. It's because it's their hair. But if you strip all that celebrity stuff away, or you strip any of these pressures, ultimately, that you're putting on yourself, just remember that you've been here before, done this. If you go out there and do what you know you're capable of doing, you will be okay. You know what I mean? You've presented great haircuts before for people that weren't of that status, so strip the status away, right? So even when it comes to like basketball, for example, there's certain things where, you know, you just had anxiety with a big shot or time. The only thing that changed in that was the time of the game and what mattered at that moment, right? Whether you missed, because you've missed before, or whether you've made it, because you've made it before. Nothing changes other than the pressures that you are putting on yourself. So in terms of techniques or tools, it's just kind of stripping that all down to its naked form and understanding that however this goes, you should know about yourself that you are prepared, or you tried to do everything that you could to be prepared, and you are comfortable with how this will go. And that's,
those are tools, brother. Reframing, self-talk.
Yeah.
Those are tools. We don't think of them as tools, but we have tools.
Yeah, yeah, for big tool belt. Yeah. But yeah, that kind of wraps our conversation here for motivation. I hope you guys feel motivated. I hope you guys take something from this and can help you be even more profound in being motivated. You know what I mean? So from He's a Guy podcast, Sean, have anything?
I don't have anything to add. Like, I just, you know, whatever it is out there that you want to achieve or whatever it is that you want to do, just do it. You can do it. Believe in yourself.
We believe in you.
We believe in you. And the tools are there. We just gave some of them to you. And we're not perfect. And you're not going to be perfect, but just go out there and
try.
What is it? Consistency is better than perfection.
I always get hired. Those guys always got hired for sure. The consistent guy. But again, from He's a Guy podcast, please, all platforms, like, subscribe, comment. And if there's anything that you guys would like us to talk about or, you know, kind of touch on or even go more in depth on things that we've already spoken about, please do let us know. But yeah, from us to you, be safe. We'll see you again.
See y'all soon. Peace.